Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Chef Ed giving us a welcome back on the old carbless talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Liss is more. Thank you, Chef Ed. He said all is back to normal. And we have Jason Wilde hanging out with us now. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Well, I'm great. It's great to have the whole band back together. I never know who's going to be on this show lately.
Yeah, either do we.
Gabe didn't know I was here. I didn't know Gabe was here. It was wonderful. I thought there was a chance it was going to be me, Strofe and Chew, doing the show. Strofe and Chew, that's a fun name. Sounds like a car.
There was a day where it was Strofe and Homer.
Yeah, it was Monday.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a mixed bag here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, should we expect the Packers to do anything else before the NFL draft to improve this roster?
I wouldn't expect that, no. Maybe they do, but I think Gabe is probably right. I mean, if you listen to some of the things that Goody said at the scouting combine, he basically warned us that this, you know, if you guys enjoyed last year, it ain't happening again. He made it very clear that there weren't players available like Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney, in his estimation. And that's consistent with some of the things he said about how unusual it is for a player like Xavier McKinney to be available in free agency. I think, you know, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them, right? And when it comes to Goody, he doesn't want to be a huge player in free agency. He's more Ted than he is Ron. And certainly they filled a couple of needs with some not so sexy pickups, but this was not going to be the same level of excitement or sexiness that we had seen last year or in 2019. Like, this is, he obviously needed to fill some holes, and he did that. Very high price for one of them, and Chewy's, in my opinion, at guard. But no, I wouldn't, you know, there might be some bargain shopping that goes on, but I wouldn't get my hopes up if I'm a Packers fan.
Jason, what are you hearing about Jair? Anything? Could they keep him?
I mean, do I think that's likely? No. But, you know, every time I say I talk to somebody in the building, the next thing I know it's on social media. And then people think that the Packers are going to get Max Crosby still. But I do know that the coaches have stayed in touch with him. And that, to me, says that they're at least entertaining the possibility that in the end he ends up coming back. Now, I still don't think that's a likelihood, but like I'm guessing, and I don't want to, this is a purely a guess, but I'm guessing that there weren't a lot of people calling Josh Myers from inside 1265 Lombardi Avenue, right? I think it probably wasn't to the degree of what Micah Hyde experienced when with six games left in the season, he was informed that they wouldn't be re-signing him in his final year in Green Bay, which that was smart. But I think they're probably, you know, hedging, maybe is the best word to use, that, hey, maybe they don't get any offers in trades, which clearly has not happened yet. And maybe they decide, because I know this, I know that the coaches believe that he can still play at a very high level, to which I would reply, when he plays, mm-hmm. which are three really important words.
Wide receivers, Jason, they're just going to run this back and add it through the draft, I take it, at this point?
Yeah, I mean, did you have Cooper Kupp to the Cowboys on your bingo card?
I did not, no.
Me either. But I also didn't have him to the Packers, despite his connection to Matt LaFleur, because He's already celebrated his 30th birthday, and we don't want guys like that. They're ancient.
Well, in fairness, like if they've had an issue with Jair being healthy, well, that's somebody who's been less healthy correct. Than Jair over the last 3 years.
Yeah, very fair. So, I think they are. I mean, they'll probably draft a guy, but again, they've only got 8 picks, and they do have other needs. And we all know that they pick the best player available. Need never factors in at all into their selection.
Never, not once.
No, just hey, we need it. If the kicker is the best guy on the board, we're taking him. But I would also say this. I really do expect, and I think I told you guys this earlier in the week, but I can't remember who the hell was on the show. I do think that their plan is to make this a more tight end centric offense. And I'm not saying that they don't care about wide receiver. That's not what I'm saying. But I think they really, really believe in Tucker Kraft. I think they have really high hopes that after a lacerated kidney and his rookie year and a bad ankle for most of last year, that they can get Luke Musgrave healthy and productive. I think Matt LaFleur probably feels that marries up pretty well with what they want to do in the run game with Josh Jacobs. So I do think you may see a shift in emphasis, which would make getting wide receivers a little bit less important. But I don't see their behavior, I think, was affected by there wasn't a great crop of free agent wide receivers available.
Correct.
So and they chose, I still don't agree with it, and I know neither do you, that they were not in any way interested in Davante Adams. And so if that's what you choose to do, and then there's not many appealing options, I mean, my God, MVS is off the board. I just don't think there's anything to do there at this point.
Jason Wilde hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, we had Adam Schefter on the show. Was that Wednesday, guys? I assume he was on Wednesday.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Yesterday, what he said about Aaron Rodgers got picked up and shared pretty much everywhere. Are you surprised that Rodgers has not made a decision about his future?
No, not at all. Like, I we all kind of think logically, hey, he's not in demand. Like, what is he waiting for? I thought Adam's point was very good. Like, I think it was very fair. But this isn't someone who operates the same way, right? I mean, that's just not who he is. Now, I would argue this. I'm not sure that it's so much him just being him and not, you know, have you tried FaceTiming him kind of thing? I think it might be, and again, I don't know this, and Fox News is not something that I watch frequently, but I know Brett Favre was on there and said that he would encourage or support or something to that effect, Aaron going to Minnesota to complete the Favre journey. I think that there's a chance, and this is just my opinion. I have not texted with Aaron. I don't really care what he does, but if he goes to Minnesota, you know I'm going to be excited about that storyline. I wonder if he's looking at that team and thinking, you know, that's the place where I could really thrive, right? Kind of like Favre thought back in 09 and really the summer of 08 before he went to the Jets because he was trying to force his way to Minnesota. Like, you know, you think that he wouldn't love Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and, you know, being reunited with Aaron Jones. Like, I understand that the Steelers just got DK Metcalf and they have George Pickens, but you guys tell me, do those guys feel like the types of wide receivers that, like, George Pickens feels to me like a guy that would really irritate and annoy Aaron Rodgers?
100%.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No, they're not precise route runners. They're kind of just bullies.
Right, exactly. Yes. Right? And so I'm not saying he's not going to end up there. I'm just saying that doesn't sound like, I know he loves Tomlin, but I just wonder if it's not so much, God, this guy's so weird. He just, you know, you would think he'd pick up the phone and make it. I saw Dan Graziano, who I love, say, just make a decision, right? I think he might be just slow playing this because he wants to make sure that other options that might be more appealing are exhausted before he makes a decision.
You think he worries at all, Jason, about his legacy if he does do the Vikings route? If he does sort of do what we all thought was not possible, which was following the Brett Favre blueprint of going to the Jets and then the Vikings. Do you think he's concerned that like that would affect his legacy?
No, I mean, all he has to do then is go to the NFL Honors and have Jordan Love shake his hand on stage, and then they'll fill up the stadium and pay. Would they pay $12 since people paid $4 sit outside? Well, far.
I mean, inflation and inflation, Jason, you know, it could be $12.
Ticket prices at Lambeau have gone up a lot.
That's true. Yeah, since that time. Yeah,
that's a really good question, Jen. I don't know what he's thinking about nowadays, frankly. Right? Like, I think that time heals all wounds. I mean, look, it would seem that Brett Favre could do just about anything and people will still like him. I don't know if Aaron has that same level of adulation. But I just have a really hard time picturing him fading off into the sunset after the way the Jets thing went. And maybe that's just me making assumptions about him, thinking I know him better than I do. But I just feel like that's got to gnaw at him. And I think he's probably also a little bit, I don't want to say embarrassed, but certainly motivated by the fact that if you go back and look, I mean, he doesn't move like he did before. But again, he was coming off an Achilles tear, and he played played all 17 games. I do wonder if there's not a level of, that was not entirely me, and I want to show everyone one last time just how blank and good I am.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Listen to Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every single morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We got to get to Craig Karmazin. Still a lot of stuff to get to. I'm laughing about this, though, you guys. I went to ESPN.com to check out the Bucks storyline. Watched the game last night. It was great. They won against the Lakers. No LeBron. But the the headline on ESPN.com says this. Are you ready for this?
Hit me.
Luka Doncic delivers highlight reel moments in Lakers-Bucks first half.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I mean, that's
he had like 28.
That's the headline
the first half.
On the game from last night where the Bucks beat the Lakers.
Beat the brakes off the Lakers, by the way. It wasn't a close game. Wasn't even close.
We'll talk to Craig Karmazin about that coming up next.
X-Golf, two locations in Milwaukee, Brookfield and MechOne. Check them out online. XGolfBrookfield.com, XGolfMechOne.com. I was just hanging out with the X-Golf guys playing a little golf in Vegas. So my season has started. And I know the warm weather here is making you think, ooh, season's going to be starting soon. Make sure you're ready by visiting X-Golf and taking on the state-of-the-art simulators that they have. Make sure your game is as sharp as it could be. Or maybe you get a lesson from my guy Mike Mizen, X-Golf in Brookfield. Make sure your swing is dialed that time. That way, by the time you're playing outside, you are ready to go. What's also great, though, about X-Golf, Brookfield, MechOne, great food, drink menus as well. They've got great specials going on most Fridays as well. Check them out online. Book your tee time, xgolfbrookfield.com, xgolfmechone.com.